What's going on, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. We are on episode, I think, 34? Yeah.
Sure.
34. I'm one of your hosts, Kenny. I think we are. And with me is Tess.
Hi, everyone.
And yeah, we've had a interesting week. Mine, not so much. I mean, I started streaming Tuesdays as well as Saturdays, kind of like an ongoing thing. And I've been doing, since it's October, so like scary games and whatnot. So I streamed, which is, I guess, not so scary. I streamed Ghostbusters on Tuesday, and that was a lot of fun. But beyond that, also watching like horror films and things of that nature. And interesting enough, so I was watching this show called Reality Z, and it's weird because it's a remake of a show called Dead Set, a British horror comedy show. It was only like five episodes long, and it was on, I saw it on Netflix, I think a year or two ago, and it's basically about a group of people who are on the show, kind of like The Bachelor, or where people like vote people off and stuff. Well, they're on the show during the zombie apocalypse, and the first episode is like, you know, the zombie apocalypse, like people are dying and everything, but everyone on the show that are in the show, because they can't see the outside world, don't know what's going on. And so it's an interesting thing, and it actually was really good. So I'm watching Reality Z, which is a I think a Brazilian remake that which I was like, okay, all right. And the thing is, though, it goes past the five episodes of the initial show. It's not as good as the original, but it's interesting enough. There's enough like weirdness about it that just kind of works for the most part. And being a zombie fan, like I don't need too much to kind of enjoy myself. But the whole reality show thing, I thought was rather interesting because the contestants don't think any of this stuff is real. Like they think it's like another contest or another, you know, because they get voted off, you know, if they lose type of thing.
Yeah.
And so they don't think it's real until it's too late. And so I've been watching that on Netflix, and it's a bad show. It's a bad show. But it's entertaining anyways.
Thanks for the warning.
Yes. Because I don't, you know, I typically say things that I'm like, I don't want people to go watch and then they feel away. So just letting you know, that is not a good show.
It's not.
But it's fun. It's like popcorn. You want to laugh at some people do silly things. There is some good acting here and there. I will say that. But it's, you know, it's supposed to be funny, but not in the way that we think. Like, I'm not laughing at the funny stuff. I'm laughing at the stuff that's not meant to be funny. So yeah, definitely check that out if you're down for that. And Dead Set is on there, which is vastly superior. You can watch that on there as well if you want to get into the Halloween. Because I know HBO and Netflix and I think Hulu as well are doing like, you know, Halloween specials and stuff like that. So there's a bunch of Halloween or scary content on there right now. Definitely check that out. Side note, I feel a way that the Charlie Brown stuff is not going to be shown this year, not on TV. I mean, I don't have cable, so I guess whatever. But it's only going to be streaming. So, like, I know a lot of people who kind of have those shows, like, kind of like tradition. Like, you know, the Thanksgiving one and the Halloween, you know, the big pumpkin and all that. I feel the way that they're taking it off the air this year. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't understand why.
Whoever has the rights for it wants people to go to their streaming service to watch it.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be like on Disney Plus or some nonsense or Apple TV or something.
Which is kind of, I mean,
I don't know. I mean, did somebody get mad at ABC like Shonda Rhimes did? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
And that's funny too. There's a lot of funny stuff going on. this past week, and not to be, I don't know, it not what's the word when you I don't want to like
What?
downplay like what was going on, because apparently it was a lot of bad stuff with Disney, but the final straw was hilarious to me. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's like, oh, well, so you're not going to give me tickets to Disneyland? Oh, wait, you gave me tickets to Disneyland. You're not going to give my sister a ticket to Disneyland to take my daughter when I can't go? Like, what's the big deal? And then they want to be like, don't you have enough already? Oh, the audacity. That's pretty much what happened in that situation. I've brought you $1 billion. I gave you four shows.
Amazing
You can't
shows.
give me four amazing shows, for real, for real. Where is it, like five now?
I think
But like,
so.
you can't give me a measly $200 ticket for my sister for free. Aren't I on your payroll? Isn't there like an employee pass that doesn't even like, okay, you know how if you work at Old Navy, you have to have an employee discount card or some nonsense? You
Right.
know, like when you go to another store, they can scan it and then it's like, okay, it's you. I mean, I don't know. I don't work retail anymore, but I did for a really long time. We used to have like an employee discount card.
Right.
But when you work for a network and you know your name is freaking Shonda Rhimes and your face is everywhere, everybody knows what you look like. And you're like, hey, if you walk up to Disneyland, shouldn't your name be on a billboard somewhere that says this woman comes in for free? You get what I'm saying? And I'm not
Right,
saying that she's
right.
entitled to it. I'm not. I'm actually not even saying that, okay, you know, this billion-dollar woman or whatever can't afford to pay for a ticket. That's not even what I'm saying.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is we always grew up with this idea that, okay, I'm going to use this as a bad example, but Bill Cosby always ate Ben's Chili Bowl for free. You know what I mean? It was
Right.
like, so it's like, okay, if you're the president of the United States and you're going to a McDonald's, you don't wait in line. You know, if it's just like,
It's just perks that comes with making these
yes,
people a ridiculous amount of money. Like,
exactly.
and the thing is, like, what was it was silly. So here's the thing: what bothered me about the whole report was, for one, it overshadowed the things that she was being, the way she was being treated beforehand.
Exactly.
Because when I first read it, I was like, "This is really silly to, for you guys to have a falling out about this." But
Yeah.
apparently, there was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and this was like the last thing.
The
My
last three.
so. Let's set that aside. Like, as a black woman who made them billions of dollars, they were treating her poorly. Let's take that, put that in a little box, and move that to the side. Now, looking just at this incident, though, this is hilarious to me because I'm
It is.
like, you have however much money, because she already has a pass, just because she works with them. She already has a pass with her name on it, and she wanted another pass to get her sister, you know, because she couldn't go that day or whatever the case may be. And to me, I'm just like, you can afford this. You can really, 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 really afford this. You could buy a lot of people a pass to go to Disney or Disneyland or whatever, right? But then on top of that, I'm like, you really want to go to Disneyland right now with COVID? Like, is that what's hot in the streets? Like, we just go to theme parks? Like, that's what we do?
Yeah, that's what we do.
So I thought that was hilarious. But then on the opposite side, I was like, Disney, like, really? You couldn't just slide her a pass? And the idea that it cost them 200, it doesn't cost you anything to make her a
No, get
pass. It's
no.
your place. You don't even have to make a, you can have someone call down there and be like, look, such and such is going to pull up. And when she does, let her in. You don't have to give her a
Exactly.
pass forever, if anything. Just be like, just let her in. That's all. Just pull her to the side, like, hey, we got you. Just walk on through. You're good. Like, what is the big deal? Like,
What's the big deal?
everybody
Like,
looks silly in this.
everybody looks so silly. Everybody. Like, there's not one person who doesn't look silly. Maybe the little girl, but she ended up looking silly because she was like a party of, you know, she
Right.
was associated. And she's probably like, all I wanted to do is go to Disneyland. I'm eight. But like, you know, she's like, wait, so I can't take a picture? I told all my friends I was literally going to come back with a picture of poo. Pics or it didn't happen. Do you know how devastating this is to an 8-year-old? Pics or it
Fam.
literally did not happen. Kids
Fam.
don't have object permanence yet. They don't understand.
And you can't tell me she hasn't gone to Disney World or Disneyland before. If your mom works for Disney, there's no way that you made it to eight and has never been there. You waited till pandemic time to have this fight. Like, wait, Is anybody even going to Disneyland?
I
Like,
don't know.
you
That's why I
mean,
feel like it just happened. Like I feel like it happened a year ago. Like I don't even know because I didn't
dude.
read the whole thing because I was laughing too hard. And I'm not
Oh.
laughing at her pain. I'm actually more upset. I literally am more upset as to the rigmarole of the whole thing. It's just
Right.
so
Think
foolish
like
because I just don't get it. I've never heard of this. I've never heard of this. I've never heard of it. It reminds me of like, you know when Oprah was in the airport in like Prague or some nonsense and she wanted to buy a Birkin bag, but then the lady, like the salesperson, didn't, because she was black, didn't believe that she could afford it and didn't want to pull the Birkin bag off the shelf. Like she
Right.
just didn't do it, and then, but didn't realize it was Oprah because, you know, that person grew up under a rock. You know, maybe
Right.
they were on the streets their whole life and then they finally got a job at the airport in a baggage store, a luggage store, and they didn't know who the F Oprah was. Of all people, the world knows three people: Jesus, Michael Jackson, and Oprah. If you know anyone, it's those three people. And none of us really know what Jesus looked like. Half the people think he was a white dude with blue hair, eyes, and blonde hair. Okay? And the Bible is telling us that he looks like Gandhi. Lord knows what he looks like, but everybody knows him. You can see his face and
Facts.
you'll see him. All right? So Jesus,
Michael
freaking Michael
Jackson.
Jackson, and Oprah. And you don't know who Oprah is, and you won't sell her a Birkin bag, even though she can afford 500,000 of them. Moving along, the point is the ridiculousness of this woman trying to use her employee ID, which again baffles me because she's Shonda effing Rhimes. And if one thing you do right when you work at the gate of Disney World or Disneyland, it's to fucking know who works for Disney. Okay?
Right, like,
You should probably know, you even though he's dead, you should probably know what Walt Disney's face looks like, okay?
at
That's
the
just a
very
thing.
look, you should, like, honestly, you should know who her family is. Like, forget
Thanks.
her. Like, she's made you billions of dollars. You
Thanks.
should let, like, who else you need to come in? Your grandma wants to come in too? All right,
Right.
everybody, line up.
Right.
This is the line dedicated for your family. Whenever you come to Disneyland, this is for your family, right here. Just
Right
go
here.
in.
There's a whole episode on VIP treatment at Disney on Blackish. Maybe all the employees didn't watch that episode. Like,
I
there's
don't
supposed to
know.
be a valet. There's supposed to be literally a valet who will take your family. Like, that's the whole idea of VIP treatment. It just baffles me how Shonda Rhimes' family is stuck at the gate with an employee pass and can't get through. It just baffles me. It
Ma'am.
baffles me.
She and
Let me find out. Let me find out the Avengers are going to show up in their outfits and not be let in.
Fam,
Like.
they what's so sad too is that she calls her agent and like, let me get over to Netflix. Like, who is competing with Disney Plus? Netflix. Why would you send, like, I would have just given her leeway just because I don't want this to be out like as a report. Like, it's
Exactly.
just too embarrassing. And then
It's embarrassing.
the talent leaves and goes to your competitor. Like,
Netflix.
why would this be? Who? Oh my gosh. So,
I know who's in charge. Your one job is to keep Shonda Rhimes happy. Who's in charge? She has the longest running drama. Okay? The longest running primetime drama, like, in the history of TV. 15 seasons, like, or I'm sorry, did I say 15? 18 seasons.
yeah, I think like the only one that beats her is what, CSI? And they, and like, I don't even know if that's fair because they have multiple versions of that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And look, I don't want to spend all time on her, but like, I just saw that and I was like, really, fam? This is what we fighting about during
This.
COVID? Like,
This.
seriously?
This.
I don't feel sorry for any rich people right now. Like, I don't.
I don't. No.
So beyond that silliness, and really bad shows, how have you been doing? Because I heard you were having some, you know, some trouble with like your
Yes.
neck or whatever.
So it's been an interesting week. Okay. The week started off as a somber one. I went to visit your mother-in-law
Yep,
on
I
Sunday.
I heard about that.
Yes, I did. So it was definitely started off as a somber week. And you know, and then went and visited your dad, father-in-law right afterwards. He's looking spry. And then, you know, went right on into the work week. So I think I had I had Sunday and Monday off, and Tuesday, so I get back to work and everything, and I'm not feeling so great because I'm not sleeping well. I really haven't been sleeping well at all, and I'm not sleeping well for two reasons. One, my dog is a psycho, as you guys know. You know, I had to yell at her last week for licking my clothes.
Yeah. And right.
As of lately, she just doesn't want to sleep at night, and I understand. You know, she's been by herself all day. And she's not tired when I get home. Like, she's not sleepy when I get home. She wants to play and stuff. And I understand that. I try to wear her out, try to play and stuff. But whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
And she's also kind of just acting this way because she feels alone. My sister's not here anymore. And she just wants to be near me during sleepy time instead of sleeping in her crate, which she's done for the last 9 years. Okay? She want to act brand new. Like, she's like going senile. She's losing her memory or some nonsense. And is acting like this crate thing is a new thing. Like, what's that? Girl, you've been sitting in it all day, chilling and having a good time. Now all of a sudden it's night-night time. We have a whole song, a night-night song. If she goes in there when I sing the song. And then as soon as I start closing my door, she's like, arr! Arr! Anyway, point is, she's being a hot mess. But the real reason I can't sleep is not her. It's because of my neck. So my neck has really, really been bothering me. And I will let you guys in on a little story. It's kind of ridiculous, but 10 years ago, I believe it was like 2010, I think I had bronchitis again, or, you know, like I used to get sick 4 times a year. Every time the seasons change, I would just, you know, my allergies go crazy. And the next thing you know, I've got a respiratory infection or bronchitis or something that's really, really bad.
Right.
So I remember I was really, 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 really sick. And I had gotten, like, I think my doctor gave me like promethazine with codeine, the good stuff, y'all. That's the good stuff. They don't even dispense that in like the pharmacies anymore. Like, and I found that out the hard way. I was literally working in the pharmacy and I was like, hey, what happened to all the prometh with codeine? Because somebody called. Somebody called and was like, hey, yeah, I have a prescription for promethazine with codeine. And I was like, oh, okay, it's over here, da da da. Pharmacist like clicks the phone, puts it on hold. Hey, we don't sell prometh with codeine anymore. I said, why? He goes, because adults are using it to make meth. Oh, got
it. Breaking bad.
So for all y'all who don't know, prometh with codeine is an amazing cough syrup. And you can have promethazine without the codeine. It's just promethazine and whatever. It's, you know, anyway. But with the codeine, if you're coughing, if you've got like spasmodic cough and you take that, yo. It's like, you know how like the NyQuil commercial always shows a person taking NyQuil like next to their bed because they faint right after they take it?
Right.
Think of NyQuil with like gin added. Like, I'm just telling you, promethazine with codeine will knock you out. That stuff is insane. And you'll be asleep. You'll be out like a light. And you won't cough. Like, if you're up coughing and you take that, and out like a light, for real, for real. Out okay. Like, what's this called? Ray Lewis. Anyway, so moving on. So, I took that because I was really sick. I think I had some, I may have had something for like, I don't know, like a steroid, who knows, but I was on a lot of stuff. I think I even took some Mucinex like for the first time, and like the DM, I don't know. I was loaded up on medicine that the doctor had given me because I was so sick. I fell asleep that night and I was on an air mattress because I just moved into my apartment a few months earlier. I was sleeping on the floor. I was trying to do like futon style because I thought, you know, I was trying to be like an anime character, and that didn't work out too well. Not really that comfortable. American floors and Japanese floors are not the same. So y'all don't try to be cute. Just don't. It doesn't feel good. So my sister was like, hey, let me buy you this queen size air mattress. It's like $20 from Walmart. And I was like, nah, girl, I don't need that. I'm good. I'm good. I'm sleeping on the floor. I've got a bunch of blankets. She's like, no, that's dumb. Brings me this air mattress, right?
Yeah.
But the thing about an air mattress is that when you have it and you're on carpet, it can shift in the middle of the night because it's carpet.
Yep.
So I had put it against the wall, but it kept shifting. Like the air mattress kind of move in the night. And I started noticing that I was like inching upward at night. And what ended up happening this night, because like I said, I was drugged, heavily drugged with cough medicine and whatever the doctors had given me, that I ended up hyperextending my neck over the mattress as I slept. So for about 8 hours, I was knocked the F out. Like I said, I was seriously out like a light, like out. And I woke up the next morning with my head basically behind me.
Oh my gosh.
I woke up looking at the wall. My head was hanging over the back of the mattress, and like my nose is in the wall. And I'm like, I should probably get up now. And I was late for work. I slept through my alarm. I was just not a human that morning. And I ended up getting up, and I was like, oh man, my neck hurts horribly, like really, really, really bad. But I managed to get up and go to work. And I was in a lot of pain, but you know, whatever. So anyway, about a night that either that night or the next night, because my neck was really bothering me, I went to my mom's house and she had this cervical spine pillow. You know, the ones that they're always like, oh yeah, you guys should sleep with these. They're really healthy for you. Yeah. So I got one of those. I took her pillow, went back to my apartment, put it on my mattress, went to sleep. I slept on that thing the first night. My neck was worse the next day. I slept on it again because I thought, oh, okay, you know, I just need to get used to it. I slept on it again. And the next night, the next morning, I woke up. I think I woke up at like 4 or 5 in the morning or something. A complete cripple. Like
Oh, wow.
I was a hunchback. I was in so much pain. I was screaming. I was crying. I didn't know what to do. And I was going to call an ambulance, but I just like went through the internet. I got on my phone and was trying to find the number to a chiropractor. I'm telling you right now that I did not shower that morning. I was sleeping in a really long shirt. I found the nearest pair of pants. I'm serious. I found the nearest pair of pants. They were loose pants, like track pants. I put those on. I could not put on regular shoes, so I slipped my feet into my rain boots. That's all I could do. And some sort of jacket. I had on no bra. Like I looked a hot freaking mess, but I hobbled my way over to the metro station, got on the train, got to the chiropractor as soon as they opened, and they saw me hobbling in and opened the door and was like, you must be the person who called. And I couldn't, when I'd say I was a hunchback, I really mean it. I was hunched over and I was walking sideways. I looked like I didn't look human. And I was so disheveled. And in pain, I was crying, and they were like, okay, look, this girl needs a lot of help. They put me in a room. Now, mind you, I don't like chiropractors because they are all Scientologists and crazy. And they sat me down in a room. They made me watch a video. Okay. I don't know who makes somebody watch a video when they come in pain, screaming bloody murder. So they made me watch a video, and then they took some x-rays, and she's like, hey, you've got some compressed disc going on, like you've got some disc activity. Do you have a doctor? And she ended up calling my primary care physician, calling my no, we didn't talk to the ortho that day, but she called my primary physician and talked to him, told him what was going on, and he had to call in muscle relaxers and Tylenol 3 for me. And mind you, I was already on ProMeth with codeine. Now he's sending me Tylenol 3 with codeine.
Oh my
And I'm like,
gosh.
okay, so y'all want me to have a heart attack? Like, what's going on here? So anywho, they ended up deeming my incident as an accident. And they were like, look, I told him exactly what happened, like how I hyperextended my neck, and then I slept on one of those neck pillows, and they were like, yeah, your neck is fucked. So in short. In short, I got three bulging discs out of all of this. And every time somebody asks me, they're like, what happened? Like, what's going on? What's wrong with you? And I literally say, and this is why I'm telling you, Beyonce stole this shit from me. I woke up like this. I woke up like this. Okay. So somebody says, how'd you hurt yourself? Sleeping. I am notorious. Okay. I'm notorious for injuries and all that kind of stuff, but the best ones for me are the my worst injuries. I've done nothing. I've literally done nothing. How'd you break your foot? Oh, I was walking, and then you know a suitcase happened to be there. Oh, Teresa, how'd you break three toes? I was walking up the stairs. Oh,
Oh,
well,
God.
how'd you break your ankle standing for a picture?
Oh,
How did you get three messed up, three bulging discs in your neck, sleep.
oh, my
You
gosh.
know?
It's like
Like,
Elliot from Scrubs, like just, oh, my goodness, just pain.
Hot effing mess. So mind you, this incident was 10 years ago, and it has like reared its ugly head in the, you know, every so often, but for the most part, I've been pretty good for several years in regards to this neck injury. And just more recently, obviously since last week, it's just flared up and I am in so much pain, like my arms, because, you know, when you have the neck issue, you have nerve issues. That's really how you feel it. It's not just like, oh, I have a stiff neck. No, like when your discs bulge, then all the nerves that come from your spinal cord from that area are affected. So basically, I'm having nerve issues in both of my arms. And it's not fun. Like my back, my neck is hurting, obviously, pretty bad all the way up into my, like the top middle of my back, because that's pretty much all of the discs that are affected, like right up to my thoracic spine. And yeah, so my arms are doing crazy, like my hands are doing crazy things. My pinkies are doing, they're moving on their own. And yeah, I'm Edward Scissorhands at the moment.
Goodness. And for everyone out there, I just want you to know that I offered to postpone the podcast.
Postpone, schmoan.
I was like, look, we don't, you can't even feel your arms like talking about, like we, it's okay. We can, look, it's cocoa season. People understand. They are very understanding people right now that we could postpone it. You can get your neck, you know, back in the right alignment and shit. So, you know, that's what we were going to postpone. I'm just, because I don't want people upset with me. Like, Kenny, you got this girl on them on the mic. Her neck jacked up. Like, I had nothing to do with it.
Look, what I'm saying is this is therapy for me. This helps. Yeah, this is helping me out. This is helping out my life. La, la, la. But no, I got a heating pad on my neck right now. So I'm feeling a little bit of relief. I've definitely had some Advil in the last hour. So, you know, that's helping a little bit. Not much, but just a little bit. I got to take a muscle relaxer. I should have done that an hour ago, but I was eating some Popeyes. Yeah, so I've been emotionally eating too because I'm a little frustrated because I haven't been sleeping. But that's okay. Because that's all going to end. Because on Monday, I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to get some new pictures. And you best believe that they're going to put me on the schedule for some nerve block injections. And I'm not going to feel this anymore. I'm going to be great. I'm going to be able to break dance.
We need to. No, don't. Mm-mm. Nope. No, be all jacked up. Oh, gosh.
I know. Next time we're not filming this. Y'all be like, hey. Last week you looked decent, but this week your neck brace got a little bit bigger.
Like, man, like, are you holding the mic with your feet right now? Like,
be like, yeah. Nah, the dog's holding the mic, actually.
Yeah, that would be fire on the low. Yeah, so, so yeah, it's been crazy. Our main subject tonight was actually going to be our favorite films. Some of them, yes. We're not going to go over all of them. I have a ton. But just a few to kind of, honestly, just to talk. Whenever I get a chance to talk about Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon, I take the opportunity. And so that's one of my favorite films. It's interesting because when I was younger, this would be like if I got sick and I had to stay home from school or whatever. Yeah. This is a movie my mom would put on to make me feel better. That and Legend, and we'll get to Legend in a sec. But like everything about it was really cool to me in a sense where for people to know, like I talk about the Black Panther film because I'm like, this is one of the first times we were a superhero and we were kind of like put on the same pedestal as like Tony Stark and all the other characters or whatever. Whereas The Last Dragon, granted, it wasn't someone who was super. He was definitely relatable, you know, being on the, you know, being poor and all this other stuff. But then to have someone who was like in a martial arts film, I don't want to say like Karate Kid, but like in the sense of like this was a our side of the tracks type of film or martial arts film, comedy or whatever. And so it was cool to be like Leroy Green. Like it was cool to be like, you know, to identify with Shonuff. Because it was like this is our stuff, even though it's goofy as all, as whatever. But it was still freaking cool. And so pretending that I could, you know, I actually used to be able to do a lot of stuff that he does in the film, like being able to, I like the, what is it, when you're on your back and you kind of like flip up, stuff like that, and like all his kicks and everything before I hurt myself. I was able to do it all. It was great. It also had a slamming soundtrack, which I actually listened to not too long ago, via streaming, and it's still really good, like surprisingly so. But I mean, it's Berry Gordy, so it makes sense.
Exactly.
And then I also had my, I want to say first on-screen crush, which was Vanity. This was before I found out she was with Prince, and apparently was all freaky, but
Definitely.
for the most part, how I saw her was based on the film. And so, yeah, it was just so many good things about this movie that I still watch like constantly. Like it's at I watch it. I have like the special edition like DVD or whatever, but like when it's on streaming platforms and stuff like that, I have to go see it. When we had cable, when it would come on TV, I would see it. I just never got tired of it, like, to be honest.
No, definitely. That was that movie, and I don't remember so much of it because I have not seen that movie in so long, but I just remember when it would come on, we're like, oh my God. And yeah, I just remember being us being like pressed and being like, oh, we get, and I feel like we never watched it from start to finish. Like, because it would come on and we didn't know it was on. We were flipping through channels and then it would already be on. And
Right.
then it was like, oh my God. So yeah. But I do remember it like being a kid and being all like excited and being like, yes. And then missing half the movie. Kind of actually depressing. I'm an adult. I can own it now.
I know, right? You should watch the whole thing eventually.
Yeah, I think that that's probably a good idea. Maybe I should go and do that tomorrow. I mean, no, Saturday, because I'm off Saturday, and I will be resting Saturday
It'll
because
make you feel
clearly
better, I'm
I've broken
telling you.
that. Yeah.
It'll make you feel better. It won't heal your neck, but it'll make
Right.
you feel better.
It might inspire me to do things that would injure my neck even more. However, once I would have tried to, like, once I would attempt, if actually, as I'm thinking to even do some of those things, the pain would start, and then I'd be like, yeah, this is a bad idea. Just watch the movie.
Yes, just please. Oh God. Just watch it. But yeah, I thought that the acting was decent for what it was, and the over the top characters. It was kind of like a comic book film in a sense. Because they had, the fact that people in Harlem just know Kung Fu was like really. And then they had like sh yeah, they had shoulder pads and all this other stuff. And like the one guy had a, I don't know if it was a piranha, like piranhas or something in his fish tank, but he would like feed it like huge slabs of meat. It just was nuts, like crazy. But like in a coherent, cult classic type of way. I was a big fan, definitely a big fan of that film.
It made
What is one of your
sense.
one of your favorites?
So this is kind of funny because I was at my sister's house the other day. Apparently, my nephew is forcing us to clean out the house because the basement at my mom's house actually is it's packed full of like obviously the stuff that we grew up with when we were in the house,
Right.
and then my sister, and then obviously all my mom's stuff, and then my aunt's stuff, and then my sister and her whole family moved in, and so all of their stuff. So basically, the house is packed with stuff. So we get over there, and she's like, "Hey, there's some stuff in the basement that's yours." I go downstairs, and I see some DVDs, and I'm skipping. I'm like, "Hey, these are my DVDs." And I'm going through there, and I see Tropic Thunder. I said, "Yeah, this is mine."
Oh
Because
gosh.
I don't care what anyone says. I have a few like top movies, and they're all really stupid. Like I have my top serious movies like that I love and that really get me and da da da, but I have these top stupid movies and number one is Zoolander, and then like the Grinch
Why? Why though?
because okay, I swear to God we talked about this before, but
We
because
have.
Zoolander, I don't care what anyone says, Zoolander is my favorite movie. I do not know how those two idiots made this movie so entertaining for me. Like, I love anything Owen Wilson does. Okay, I do. I've been in love with Owen Wilson since I was, I don't know how old. Doesn't matter. He cracks me up. He's ridiculous as heck. His broken nose is so hilarious. It just gets me every time. It's like, how many times has your nose been busted? Like, why do you look like this?
And he's like, so wrong.
He's just so simply and unapologetically him. He's just like, yeah, everything's dumb. Everything's stupid. I tried to talk to them about being this way. They just wanted to keep being dumb. What do you want me to do? Like, that's how he talks. And I love it. I can't get over it. He's an idiot. And then you add Ben Stiller to this. And you have Blue Steel and Magnum and all kinds of dumb things. And Jerry Stiller. For crying out loud, that movie is full of crazy, hilarious people. And they all play their part.
Fam, when they, I swear I turned my brain off when they started fighting with gasoline.
Oh my, and that's in the first 3 minutes of the movie.
My whole, I was like, I started questioning my life. Like, I was like, why are you doing this to yourself? This doesn't make any sense.
He said it was nothing but a little gasoline fight.
Bruh. What?
Like, and then he's just standing there with his coffee, just like watching them play with the gasoline. Earth to Meekus. Like, everybody is so stupid. And I'm like, oh, I feel bad for all the male models around the world right now.
Oh my gosh.
And then they all died. And then, so my point is, don't care. Zoolander cracked me up. It only took 3 minutes for that to happen. I laughed and cried through the rest of the movie. It was too funny. Everything that happens in that movie is dumb, but it's calculated. And you can't get better than that. Billy Zane shows up. Come on. My favorite human in the world. I mean, God rest his soul. He's gone, David Bowie. But my favorite human literally shows up in the movie and says, it's a walk-off. And he's like, and then they put on Let's Dance right then. This is comedy gold, okay? Oh, everything is dumb. Everything is stupid. And it's supposed to be stupid. And it's not like so far slapstick, like, you know, what's his face's movies? All of those, you know, like Airplane. All
yeah. Although Airplane is a classic, though.
Yes. I still love Airplane. But like, it's like, it's on that level, but it was more new, obviously, when it came out. I think it was 99 or something. But anyway, my point is, I love Zoolander. That's like my number one top comedy. It cracks me up every time. I know all the words. I can watch it over and over and over again. I used to watch it when I was depressed. I used to watch it when I was sad. I can watch that movie no matter what, and it still makes me laugh. And everything, Mugatu, everything is still funny. Mila Jovovich, everything. But, so, I have that. And then I have Tropic Thunder. Like, it's like right under. Because Tropic Thunder is, again, so stupid. And I'm like, you did it again, Ben Stiller. You did it again. You did it again. Like, and Robert Downey Jr. makes that movie for me. He does. He makes that movie for me. He does. There's just nothing better than him playing this Australian dude. Like, I'm the dude playing the dude who's acting like another dude. I was done. I was just done. He has to take out his contacts, and you know, like, he takes the wig off, he takes off the little afro wig, and he has his blonde hair under it, and he like removes the contacts, and he has blue eyes, and he's like, yeah, this is the, I'm really Australian. So you were this Australian dude the whole time playing a Black American. You got your skin done.
It wasn't even that. It was, he was the Australian dude playing another dude pretending to be a Black dude. Like,
exactly.
Like,
exactly.
He's like, it's roles within a role. I'm like, what is, yes. What is, and then what's his name with, was it the rapper who,
yes,
he had booty juice or something like
booty
that?
Booty juice. And he, booty sweat. It was booty sweat.
Yes.
Booty sweat.
That's so sick.
And he was dating Lance Bass the whole time.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
I mean, everything in that movie was a parody. Everything meant something. Like, everything had its purpose. And it was, I just felt like the timing was good. Like, it's not even ill-timed now. You know, like I could still go back and watch it and be like, oh my God, this is still funny. I'm still laughing.
I think I feel the way you feel about like those films like Zoolander and whatnot. It's the way I feel about Anchorman. Like
Yes,
Anchorman
wrong.
is crazy funny. And I think you know what it is too? I think when you watch comedies with people, they make it more funny. Because I swear I showed that film to a few people and they're like, what are you smoking? But I'm like, it's dude, there's so many funny layers to this film. Like
It's so good.
the big brawl with all the like different news anchors or whatever was great.
Yes.
I love it when he's like tormented, he's outside, he's like drinking milk, and he's like, oh, it's a bad choice.
Oh my God, keep it classy. Like, people in California literally say that this is their news. Like, this is how bad their news is.
So
I don't
great.
want to say everybody in California because that's not true.
Right.
But like, I've known people who are either in like San Diego or something, and they're like, yo, our news, this is really our news. Like, it's shallow as hell. It has no basis in anything.
Oh
Like
my
obviously
gosh.
prior to 2016, but like, back when they had nothing better to talk about. So yeah, those movies just really, really crack me up because they really just are kind of like extreme parodies on life, and it's just hilarious because I'm sitting here like, you took the most like mundane of humor or stuff that I feel like, I don't mean like you have to like have a twisted sense of humor, but it's like you kind of took the everyday of something and put it in the forefront and then showed how ridiculous it really is. But then anybody who really does find it funny can find the that this is really everyday life, the monotony of everyday life. And it's like, wow, you pictured this so well. You did it so well, and you highlighted the ridiculous. Hats off to you. I see you.
Oh my gosh.
And this is why we need a sequel.
Oh my goodness. Oh man. Wait, are they doing a Zoolander 2? I
They
remember.
did Zoolander 2 already.
Oh, they did.
So,
Okay.
yeah, because when, first of all, the Zoolander 2 was supposed to come out way, way, way before it did. It was supposed to come out years ago. And, like, I guess they didn't have a script and whatever. They were working on it forever. And they finally come out with a script. They finally come out with Zoolander 2 because me and my best friend Chris loved Zoolander, and so we were so ready for it, and then we never went and saw it, and then I finally saw it on my own. It's nowhere near as funny as the first one to me. There were people who didn't think it was funny at all, so whatever, I don't care, I don't speak to them. But the second movie does not have the same pull as the first movie, but it's still funny to me because anytime I get to see Owen Wilson act like an idiot, I'm okay. I really am.
Yeah, he's one actor where like he acts the same in nearly every film, but it works. Like
It works.
it works pretty well. another one of my favorite films is Legend. And this is also a cult classic for
It
multiple reasons. One of the first, I think, Tom Cruise films,
is.
and I like it's obviously it doesn't hold a candle to the newer films like The Lord of the Rings and things of that nature. But the reason I liked this film growing up was because it allowed me to kind of go to a place like you know how people talk about Star Wars or like some of these other films and they're like it was like amazing my imagine you know based on a your imagination like you could imagine being there. Well, with Star Wars came actually later for me than this film, and it was like, oh, I was actually here with unicorns and elves and demons and monsters and all this other stuff. So it was like I got to, because I used to watch the stop motion films. Like Sinbad and Attack of the Titans and stuff like that. Like I really enjoy those, epic fantasy films. And so this one though was amazing because not only was the music great, but then acting and everything like that, but then also it has some of the best makeup effects like
Oh my God, the makeup was
ever.
amazing. Didn't it win Oscars for that?
It won a bunch of awards actually for the costume design, makeup artist, special effects, like just hats off to all of it. Like it was amazing, and I think that's why it helped to like immerse you, because like when I was watching the like Sinbad, like you would have like the skeletons and stuff, and they would be walking, and you can tell that they're fake. You can see the strings. You can see how, like it. They're strobing for the most part. That's like a hip hop term. That's where we get those dance moves from. Is actually from these films. Anyways, just me being extra nerdy. So, really cool
Hip hop
stuff.
can be nerdy too.
Right, really cool stuff. And I thought, granted, this watching it now, although I understand the story, it's a little, it's artistically done. I'll say that in terms of
Oh,
actually delivering a cohesive story. Like, there's a whole dance number that doesn't need to be in the film.
it's pretty. I wonder if I kind of agree with you, and at the same time, I'm like, there was a whole reason for I don't Ridley Scott, man. You just got to give it up to Ridley Scott because
Yeah.
that's just so him.
And what's amazing, I actually found out because I got some years ago, I bought like a special edition version of it, and there's two different versions. And it was interesting is I had seen both of these and didn't know it. So I had
Oh,
seen that I guess theatrical version, and so that
wow.
one I know the cuts and everything, right? There's this I want to say a director's cut version.
There is the director's cut,
It
yes.
has different music, and it has certain scenes that are extended and certain scenes that are missing from the other one. And so it feels like a different film in certain places. And what happened was I saw the movie a long time ago, and I saw it one way. And then when I saw it, I was living in Germany. So when I came here and saw it was like, you know how like when you watch a film on like USA or whatever at the time, they cut it or they change it, or all the curse words are like, Mickey Flicky and all that. So I'm thinking that they didn't have the license or something to get the original soundtrack and all that other stuff. But actually, there's two different versions. And the feeling, the two different versions, the way they sound is completely different, to the point of certain scenes have take on a totally different emotional, feeling watching it. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, what?
Yeah,
Like,
you're like, wait a minute, I was robbed.
exactly. I was like, this is so cool to have two different versions that have them talking about, why they made the changes and what kind of went, because there's one is more darker than the other.
It is.
And, the only other film I could think of that kind of does that was, dang it, what's that cyberpunk film? I'll think of it in a minute, but there's only a few films that I know that has a completely different score and, different scenes and whatnot. To the point of like almost feeling like a totally different film.
Yeah, because
And
that's a
they,
lot of work.
it's a ton of work. And to not release it, I mean, they did eventually release it, but not like mainstream like they did the other version. And
Yeah,
so
they
it's
did it way later. I swear they didn't do it until it came to DVD. Like, no joke.
right. And
As
that's
kids, and then I watched it as a not even like a teenager. I think I was like 20 or something when I watched the director's cut because I watched it with my friend because she's like, hey, I got Legend. And I was like, yes! And just watched it. And then I don't remember if she let me borrow it or not, but I just remember having the director's cut and watching it alone. I definitely watched it with her, but I watched it alone. I watched both of them. I watched them basically back to back just because I knew it was different. I did
Yeah,
the same thing
so
you did. Now,
different.
years ago, I'm 38 now. Oops, sorry. Nobody's supposed to know that. So we've had forever and a day ago. And I think I watched whatever, when they talk over it, the director's
Yeah.
notes or whatever, because I just didn't have anything better to do because I was a bum and broken, didn't matter. The point is, yeah, every time the unicorn gets its horn back, like a lot of things go through me, a lot of feelings, a lot of things. There's a lot of things. And there were a lot of emotions, and I felt a lot of emotions when I watched that movie.
It's crazy. And then Tim Curry's character playing
Yeah.
Darkness, again, like amazing special effects, amazing just practical makeup and effects. And it was like, because he and unfortunately he's not they never made a sequel or anything, so he's not an ongoing villain similar
I
to
know you
like
would think great.
Lord of the Rings, they have their villain that is all through all three films. Or even like just monsters like, Freddy Krueger or whatever. Like, he didn't get that type of vibe, but he's still extremely memorable as one of the best looking
Villains
villains
ever.
in a film. Like, It's bananas. Yeah, they won an Oscar for best makeup. If you haven't seen Legend, I mean, you have to take it with a grain of salt in terms of me giving all this praise. It's a very good film, but in terms of storytelling, it's a little hit or miss. There's some parts that will make
You'll
you
get goosebumps.
cringe. But beyond that, for its time and even now, it's really freaking good. And I think some of the techniques that they use eventually led to other things like the Lord of the Rings and whatnot, like
Oh,
in
definitely.
terms of how they were able to dress or like, you know, put on a costume essentially. Amazing stuff. I think yeah, that's still my favorite film I think of all time right
Of all
now.
time.
I think it is, and I think it's more so nostalgia, because I've obviously I've seen better films, but it's nostalgia. I think that the time in my life when I saw it was like I want to do something creative. You know, it's kind of like that stepping stone that kind of gets you into, you know, fantasy, that gets you into comic books, gets you into, you know, because after that is when I saw Star Wars, you know, Star Trek, like all this other stuff. And so it was like the catalyst for the most part. So
I
it's
agree with you.
definitely one of my favorite. I need to get it on four in 4K just 'cause,
Oh, yeah.
but I'm a big fan of Legend. You should go see it if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen, that is something that, first of all, if you're one of those young people who are listening to us, there's a lot of things you missed. So I just go back in time. Just try that. Just get a spaceship. I don't know
Yeah,
what else to tell you.
stream it if you can.
Yeah, you should. That's one of those. That's one. I mean, like, I don't know, since I'm not that young, but I don't know what the little kids nowadays, like, what their fantasies were growing up, because things were so easily readily available at their fingertips. So if you're one of those young people who, you might be in your mid-20s or younger or stuff, like, I understand that the things that you may have thought were fantastical were much more easy for you to get. They were just more available to you. Animation was better, did this, that, and the other. But like, when we were growing up in our time, we did have that stop motion stuff. We did have,
Right.
like, what was amazing to me when I was a kid was The Last Unicorn. Like,
Yeah.
that was my favorite movie when I was little. And then we got Jim Henson. We had The Dark Crystal. Those things to us were amazing. These Muppets or puppets or claymation type things were amazing to us at that time. So when Legend came out, that was fantastic. Mind you, I was like three, but I saw it when I was a little bit
Right.
older. I was a little bit older when I finally saw it, and I'm like, I shouldn't, teenager or whatnot, or young, like 7 or whatever. And so this was like all of the fantasy that I ever could imagine. That
Right.
was it.
It
Like,
had
this.
unicorns.
They had freaking unicorns. What else do you need?
Right, like
So
Yeah,
that was the
awesome.
pinnacle of the genre for me, and especially because it wasn't sweet, it was dark. So, like, for me, it was like a combination, and I enjoyed it. I mean, Hermione, did you want to get on camera? Is like, did you want to be recorded tonight? You got jealous because we were talking about unicorns, so you just had to make your mark. Is that what you're gonna do every week? That's probably what she's gonna do every week.
Probably. Especially now that you're incapacitated. She's like, you can't stop me.
She'd be like, what you gonna do, break your neck again? Break your neck. So, so we
Ah,
had
Blade Runner. That's what it was. Blade Runner. Blade Runner is
Thanks, Mama.
it has I think four versions, but that's another film that does the whole, you know, and that's Ridley Scott too, I believe. Where it's like
Probably, you
it
know.
does the whole they have a second version of the film that's totally different from what came before, to the point of if you're paying attention, if you're not paying attention, I'm sorry, you'll think it's a new movie. Like that's how different it is. But yeah, like I just wanted to throw that out 'cause it was in the back of my head and I couldn't remember.
You got
But
it.
yeah, Blade Runner, definitely.
Yeah, you can't really get away with doing that right now. I guess contracts are way different, because I was told by somebody that, like, the way they did the Three Musketeers back in the day was like, everybody would sign their contracts to do the movie The Three Musketeers. And the next thing they knew, all the actors, the next thing they knew, another movie came out with all of them in it. And they're like, wait a minute, when did we film this? Because They were filming both movies simultaneously, and nobody knew.
Wow.
So if you buy the DVD, like, if you could buy the DVD set now, or I shouldn't say DVD because nobody's buying DVDs anymore. You know, it's either Blu-ray or it's digital download. But, like, I bought the DVD to Three Musketeers probably in, like, the year 2008 or something.
Yeah.
And it comes with two movies. It's not just, like, a double disc one movie. It's two movies. It's the Three Musketeers and the Four Musketeers or something. I can't remember. But it's two movies. It's like, it's almost as like, you know, the movie was 4 hours long. It's literally two movies.
Yeah, okay? It's crazy.
It's a sequel. All right. And then apparently, this is what I was told. Somebody else told me this, and they said that this is real, that the actors weren't aware that they were filming two movies. Like, they signed a contract. They believed that they were getting paid for one movie. And they...
That's insane.
They made two. That's like the ultimate caper.
That's insane. Yeah, and it's not like, you know, Zack Snyder, who's getting a redo on, you know, the Justice League film. It wasn't like that. Like, no, from the start, they're like, we're going to make two films because, you know, in their mind, it's like, look, this film, I have so many different ways I want to go with it. And I'm probably not going to get a chance to do a sequel. So we're just going to shoot two different versions. And because, you know, no one would know because there's always deleted scenes, right? There's always scenes that just doesn't make the cut. So no one's going to think like, oh, we're shooting two versions. No, like, this was a scene. They cut that scene. We had to redo it for whatever reason. Nah, fam. He's like, no, we're keeping all this. We're keeping all this.
Keeping it all. And then when I go into the editing room, all right, when nobody else, the actors aren't in there, you know?
Right, exactly.
The director's in there cutting tape. There's tape all over the floor, you know? Sitting there putting stuff together, splicing, running, all this. Okay, there's no tape on the floor. I don't think that they do this anymore. Nobody's shooting on 35 millimeter.
Right, yeah.
But you guys get what I'm saying. So, yeah. Since we're in that genre and we're talking about this, but, like, obviously another favorite movie that's in the same genre was Labyrinth.
Yes, yes. The Babe with the Power.
Exactly, The Babe. The Babe with the Power. And David Bowie being my favorite human on the planet until his untimely demise. And then also my favorite actor, Alan Rickman, decided that he wanted to join the club too. I'm still upset with the both of them for doing this, especially because that was one of the worst years ever, 2016. Yet I digress. But Legend was an amazing movie.
Oh, Labyrinth.
Labyrinth. So if you guys haven't seen Labyrinth, obviously you need to do that. Why? Because David Bowie has the most amazing hair you could ever want from anybody. I really think that Rumiko Takahashi kind of saw David Bowie and was like, I'm going to draw Seishomaru. And that's really weird. Anyway, so Labyrinth is great. And, you know, I don't need to tell you guys backstory. Girl doesn't like her little stepbrother or whatever he is. Baby makes a lot of noise. She wishes some shit. And you know, when you're a kid and you wish things come true, like, you know, demons and goblins and dragons, and then they kidnap her brother. And then she's got to go into this labyrinth world and she's got to answer a bunch of puzzles and questions so that she can get through this actual maze, a real labyrinth.
Right.
And yeah, your wife loves this movie.
Yes, I made sure to get a special edition for her too. Yep.
Yeah. So I remember us watching that when we were in like college or whatnot, just because. But I do adore that movie. That was always a lot of fun. And I don't know, I maybe because at that age, I kind of, like, when I was young and a teenager or whatever, watching this, I kind of thought that I was in the movie. I probably still think I'm in the movie.
It was interesting. It was like. It's kind of, well, first of all, it's definitely a Jim Henson Company film in terms of the singing, the Muppets, and, you know, just the wackiness of it. But then it also, it poses a, you know, it's always a lesson. And the fact that she was able to, you know, to learn, basically to love her brother and to not wish for horrible things on upon people.
Exactly.
But just getting to that point is, you know, its own little adventure, and it's interesting. It's definitely 80s. It is def it's, you know,
So
it's so 80s. The from the hair to the clothing,
oh my
the
God.
dialogue, it's I can understand not wanting to watch it now.
No,
if you
I
didn't grow
can't.
up with
You
it.
have to. You ha No, I can't get with anybody who can't get down with these. The 80s movies were so bad, and they created the B genre.
Yeah, you yep. That
Like,
yep. Speaking of B, have you ever watched Mirror Mask?
Mirror Mask?
Apparently
I
like
probably have.
we actually own that. It's actually a spiritual successor to The Labyrinth, also done by the Jim Henson Company. Has a
Okay.
similar story. It's more on the darker side though. It's not as you know, there's not, you know, singing and stuff like that, but special effects are great. And it has a similar theme. If you like The Dark Crystal and The Labyrinth, it's definitely a movie I would recommend checking out. I want to say it
Okay.
came out in 2004, 2005, I
Wow.
think.
Okay. I can get down with that.
Dope film. But anyways, yeah, The Labyrinth is 80s. So if you're into punk hair, or at the very least you think the retro stuff is dope, I would check it out. I'm not sure if it's streaming anywhere at the moment.
I don't know. Yeah.
It should be though.
We'd have to look for it. I mean, it should be streaming. It should. There's no reason not. And if it's not streaming, just buy it because you need to support Jennifer Connelly because clearly she has to spend a lot of money to never get that unibrow ever again.
Oh my God.
I love her.
That's so
Okay. She is
wrong.
an amazing actor. But man, sometimes when you have to go back in time and look at these actors and the way that they looked when they were young, and you see the, and you're like, dang. You got a waxer
You can't.
because the unibrow is real. It's real. It's real.
You
It's
can't
Dagmar.
unibrow shame people.
I'm not. I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm not even shaming. I hope it doesn't come off as shaming. It's coming off as shaming, I know, because I can hear it in my own voice. But it's actually mad respect. It's mad respect. You went on TV like that. And I kind of wish that I had that unibrow game. I kind of wish I did because clearly it gave you the mojo and you were in the awesomest movie and you're still awesome and people still think you're awesome. Nia Long had a unibrow before when she was a zebra head. Yo!
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
The
remember that.
unibrow was it was clearly in back then.
It was something. I tell you that. But she's gotten, you know, gotten it removed since, or at least she's
Yeah,
waxing more often.
definitely threading thinking.
But it's not, it definitely didn't affect her,
No.
for starring in films going forward.
It made her stronger.
Was she like Samson now?
It was her superpower. So that's what, you know, Oscar nods clearly come from unibrows. Just saying, man.
Goodness.
It's just, and The Dark Crystal has a sequel, by the way. So people need to get up on that.
Which apparently got.
I started watching it when I was at my sister's house. And then for some reason, people were like, I don't want to watch this. And they put on like something dumb, like I don't know, football.
Apparently it got unfortunately it got canceled though. Like it was only one season.
That's some trash.
And I think it was, I don't know, it was supposed to be a prequel or so. I didn't get a chance to watch it myself, but yeah, I heard about it coming to Netflix, and they, you know, they end up canceling. But Netflix has been kind of on a tear with their
Yeah.
shows because it from them it's like if it's not bringing in new people constantly,
Yeah.
you know, because they start in the red, they pay all this money and
Yeah.
you know for these shows, and then they get as you know they get a new season, they have to pay more, and so if it's not even if the show's popular, if it's not you know bringing in people like
Making money,
Stranger
yeah.
Things. It's not gonna, it, you know, it's not gonna stick around. So,
Yeah.
and again, like the Dark Crystal, that's an old thing. So I can understand not a
Yeah.
lot of people watching, outside
Yeah.
of the people who remember it fondly.
Right.
So.
No, you're right. It's true. That's kind of the hard part. It's just the hard part, not just about reboots in a general sense, but it's like it was very niche and it was really cool back then, but we're adults and we're all busy. And so I think a good example might even be The Tick. Remember how we were talking about
Yeah.
like it's almost before its time. It's like it was perfect. If you knew about it, if you were one of those people who remembered, you're like, oh my God, the Tick? What?
Right.
And then you would be involved. But it was like for new people, it was just like, who's this dude walking around in this blue suit? Okay, I gotta go do something else.
Yeah, if it doesn't attract you really quick, or it doesn't get, you know, the level of was it Bird Box meme to death? If it's not to that level, it's probably not gonna get picked up, because there's just so much content now, like
so much,
it's a ridiculous amount. It's hard to float to the top unless you're, you know, one of the shows that Netflix is pushing, or, you know, Disney Plus. It's just, it's hard to be noticed, and so it's unfortunate. But like we said, all the originals are there, definitely go check it out. You can watch The Labyrinth IAC on Prime Video. If you're with Prime, or if you have, I think Vudu has it as well. Definitely check it out. All the movies, actually, if you want some retro stuff to watch, they're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they are. Dope.
And that is our show for tonight, or our cast for tonight. Anyways, feel free to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you are up on when we post. Since we don't be doing it on the right date every week, stuff be happening, fam. Like it's 2020. I shouldn't have to explain myself. Stuff happens. We typically record on Thursday nights. So you know, if you have a suggestion on topics, things of that nature, let us know before then. You know, like in the comments section, and then we could talk about it. Someone did ask me about when we're going to be bringing the podcast to, streaming services, so like, you know, SoundCloud or not, yeah, SoundCloud and, you know, places like that. And for me, I want to get the sound quality up, and once we do that, then we can look into housing. But also with that, we'll have a bunch of podcasts ready to go, so new people can kind of pick it up pretty quickly. So we have a plan. But until then, rock with us on YouTube, please. We appreciate it. And like I said, share with your friends, your families, the people you don't like.
Yes, definitely the people you don't like. So, seriously, get this and send it to the people you don't like. I know there's more people you don't like than you do.
Right.
Yeah.
So just be like, you know what? I don't even like you, but here. Just listen to this. You might enjoy it. We might be friends. Probably not. But still, listen to this. It's some good stuff.
It is.
But yeah, that's our show. Like I said, thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening through us being silly. And we hope to see you next week.
We do hope to see you next week. We hope that you have ears and you have your sense of taste and your sense of smell. Meaning, don't go out there and get corona, guys, okay?
Right.
All right. I'm really serious about this. I just got some really bad news that my best friend has corona. And I need you guys out here protecting yourselves and being serious about this pandemic. It's real. We tell you every week, and I mean every week we're on, and we joke about it, and we tell you to wash your hands, and we tell you to wash your butts, which of course we still want you to do.
Right.
Please do that. Please continue to wash your hands and your butts. It's extremely important. And it's really important for you to wear your mask. Even if it becomes uncomfortable, please wear your mask. If you don't want to wear your mask, please don't go out. Please stay home. If you can't trace where you've been and who you've been in contact with in the last 7 days, please don't go visit anybody. Please don't do that. If you are around droves of people, please, the next time you go somewhere, in fact, just don't go. If you're going to be around droves of people, stay home for the next 10 days. Please do this, because what happens is people are asymptomatic and they're passing this around.
Right.
I really, really need you guys to really be out here and thinking really long and hard about where you've been, who you've been in contact with. Did you take your mask off? How long were you in contact with? The CDC just released guidelines saying that it only took 30 seconds to pass the virus from one person to another in close contact. They are actually changing their guidance from saying close contact is no longer just, oh, being in the same vicinity with somebody for a couple of hours. It's like it's 1 minute. It's actually 60 seconds in close contact, which is just one room with another person. 60 seconds now means close contact, which means a grocery store, which means an elevator. So if you are not wearing your mask, then you are not helping the situation. We need the pandemic to end as soon as possible so we can get back to our lives. Please, right. Everybody, wash your hands
and your butt
and wear your mask. We love you. We thank you for listening. And we hope you can listen to us next week with all of your senses, taste and smell. Thank you, guys. Have a good night. Bye-bye.